The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Please, please don't do this stuff. So someone sent me on Instagram, sent me a post of a leader in network marketing, and it says 3.28 million people out of a job. People are dying out there. People are scared and nervous. I have a solution. And it's like, let's not do that, man. Let's not do that. So I would just be cautious. Let's get this straight. I am not saying not to build your business right now, because there are people looking. But when you mix misery with "I have a solution," right? It's just not really great. You know, like imagine, a bandage company saying, there's a slasher out there and we got solutions, right? It's like, you know, let's not do that. Let's not be smug or arrogant, and let's not look like jerks. I mean, can we at least do that? Okay. And so, you know, if you're going to talk about, you know, people being hurt and everything, in that same, you know, just to, you know, teach you nuances of marketing, if in marketing you're going to talk about misery, then talk about love, gratitude, compassion, okay? If you're wanting to talk about your solution, then talk about someone who has done something that is kudos worthy. So instead of, they sent me this lady who agrees with my training, you know, she sends me this, negative, rah, sad, I have a solution, right? And it just looks terrible. And this, unfortunately, is how people view the network marketing profession. And it's like, you've never in the history of mankind have you ever been positioned so freaking amazing, okay? And so, and don't take that out of context. I'm not applauding the crisis or anything like that. But the last quarantine, I believe, was 1918. We didn't have social media back then. And so this is something like you've never experienced that a home business that can make money on social media has literally become the number one desired job. The number one desired, I shouldn't say job, but the number one desired occupation. I mean, people are legally mandated to stay home. People have lost a lot of jobs. And it's interesting. And here's how you know the ethics of politicians. Watch this in politics. I bite my tongue all the damn time, believe me. But in politics, watch who argued to shut down all the businesses and who are now complaining that there's so many jobless. When they do that, that means that they're just playing their narrative. They're not for you, okay? They ain't out for you. They're out for their game, right? They're out for positioning themselves right. So just, I'll try not to be political. It's very hard right now not to be. Don't do this stuff, because everyone that views it, say, this makes it, if you want to make it really easy to hate network marketers at a time when you're the most coveted occupation on planet Earth, you're the most coveted position on planet Earth. You are. You mean I can sit at home and use social media and build a business? Yeah. That's amazing because I'm legally mandated to stay at home. And so it's, but if you want to blow this, if you really want to just like, right, if you really want to blow this and really screw this all up, just do stuff like this. Because here's what happens, okay? So there's my, and this, these are total Ray guesses, right? These are restimates, which, you know, results may vary, all right? So I'm willing to bet, just based on my observation of humanity, not based on a PhD, LMNOP, anything like that, right? I have no credentials to say this, but I believe that there's about 20% of the population that are looking for a solution to their financial fragility. That's Italian. Financial fragility. See, a lot of people didn't realize they were financially fragile until this crisis happened, okay? And so I'm willing to believe that there's 20% that, and that's a big number. That's a humongous number. It's huge, huge number. This is, don't think that, why not more than 20%? You don't need more than 20% of humanity in your organization to make lots and lots of money and lots of impact and help a lot of people, okay? And so I believe that right now, all the people that are affected, not infected, it's different, affected, people that are affected, I believe about 20% are interested in doing something about their financial fragility, okay? So what does that leave the rest? 80% are gonna grab this post and say, look at these jerks. That's what they're gonna do. They're gonna share this and say, hey, look, here's another home business jerk that talks about misery, that talks about pain and suffering, and then says he's got a solution, right? So don't do this. Please, please don't blow it. Don't blow it. You have never in your entire life, and you may never see this again, you have never been positioned in a more attractive place of so many millions of people that have lost their income or in the process of losing their income that are mandated by law to stay at home. They don't know what the hell to do. They don't know what the hell to do. And so, so I am, don't get it wrong. Because of this, should we just say, oh, prayers for those that are hurt and affected? Should we just send them, you know, well wishes and butterfly kisses? No, because that doesn't actually help. I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's better than this, right? If your option is, Ray, should I beat them over the head and tell them I have a solution and that they suck and that they've lost their job? Or should I send them well wishes and butterfly kisses? Well, if that's our only options, then well wishes, butterfly kisses it is, okay? So I am a fan of you talking about your home business, but just not in this manner. Don't talk about, you know, lost jobs, people devastated, high suicide rate, I got a solution. Let's not do that. That's how you blow it. That's how you really ruin this whole thing. And so don't do it. Don't do it, okay? And so, because these are the guys that are chomping at the bits. I this is just a restimate. It's a Ray estimate, okay? So a restimate, results may vary, but I believe about 80% are waiting on the government, right? They sure hope the government sends them a check today. Sure hope someone gets bailed out and hopefully me. And they just kind of tumble through life and they never take control of it. And they're at the, you know, behest of whatever the world, you know, whatever's going on in the world, they're just tumbled by it. Oh, life's so unfair. But they also gravitate toward locating things to complain about. So I think at least right now, I think of the people affected, I shouldn't say, you know, 20% of humanity or 80% of humanity, 20% of those affected, they have lost their jobs or laid off or, you know, but they're looking for something outside of them to help them that isn't going to ever happen long term. And they're not looking for a solution, but they complain and they are negative, like there's a reward for it. like there's someone just passing out points for, oh man, good negativity, the bro, way to go, man. Here's $100, right? And so some people, they seek things to complain like there's a reward for it, and they love this kind of stuff because they love throwing rocks. They love, you know, pointing at, you know, people that are doing this kind of thing. And so don't do it.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.